We're in Simin Shin Ayin Aleph. We've done the first two Sifim. We're up to Gimel, and we'll be doing Gimel and Dalad. Siv Gimel. Echad min hashuk shohay lo bayis b'chatzer. Some stranger had a house in this chatzer. He didn't live there. Umeis, and he was nifter. V'hiniach reshus so le'echad min b'nei hachatzer. And he left his reshus to someone who does live in the chatzer. Imeis mibod yom. If he was nifter before Shabbos, Eina zocha oser, the zocha does not aser, she'erev shema'arev beiso al beiso mater gamma she'yorash. So the case was simple. The case was that, say you had a person who owned a bayis in a chatzar. He didn't live there at all, so he didn't aser. His son lived in another house in that chatzar. His son was part of the erev chatzeris of that chatzar. The father was never ma'arav with them because his house was empty. He wasn't living there. In the middle of Shabbos, just before Shabbos, he was nifter. The father was nifter. So what happens then? The son yarshins that house. Now, even though the son now has this house too and should aser and everybody else, the son was ma'arav because he's got his own house in this chatzar. That erev included this house since the p'tira was before Shabbos. Whereas, v'meis mishach sheicha, what happens if he was nifter after it became dark on Shabbos itself? Oser, afal pi she'irav hazocha imohim ena mol l'mashiyar shachakak b'Shabbos. Since the p'tira was after the erev was chal, because the erev takes effect when Shabbos comes in. Since at the time Shabbos came in, the erev did not include this house, so the halachi is that it will be oser to carry. His new house will now aser on the Bnei HaChatzer, because at the time he was Ma'ariv, he didn't own this house. So this is the rule. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that in the second case where he asers, we do not say that he will not aser unless he actually moved into this house on Shabbos. And the question is, why not? We'll later learn the halach is that until someone moves into a house, he doesn't aser in the chatzar. So why, just because this house became part of his possession, is he going to go and aser on the Bnei HaChatzar? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the reason is very straightforward. The only time you need that the person actually lived in the house is if he's a stranger. But if he's someone who lives in this chatzar anyway, as soon as he yarshins the house, it's as if he's already living in it. Therefore, he'll aser on the Bnei HaChatzar. If the p'tir was on Shabbos, it was Erev Chatzeres, didn't cover this new piece of property, the halachi is that he will aser on the Chatzar, and the previous Erev made will not work. Siv Dalid, Echad min HaChatzar Shemes B'Shabbos. One of the Bnei HaChatzar who actually lived in his house. Right? The previous case was that the one whose house it was didn't live there altogether. Here we're talking about that the one who lived in the house was someone who lived there, he was part of the chatzar, and then he was nifter. Im Erev, if before Shabbos he made an Erev, afilu yarshu echad b'nei hashuk, even if a stranger yarshins him, eino oser. The halach is that he does not aser. Since he made an Erev at the beginning of Shabbos, so the halach is that it became mutter. So the halachi is that since he made an erev before Shabbos, it will remain in its heter for the entire Shabbos. V'im lo erev. What happens if he didn't make an erev? Im yarshu echad min hashuk, kol zman she'eno bo lodur imohem eno oser. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah referred to before. Even though this house now has another owner, but this other owner doesn't live there altogether. Until he actually moves in, he is not going to aser on the Bnei HaChatzar. Bo lodur b'Shabbos b'beis morisho. What happens if on Shabbos he actually moves into this house? Oser, the halach is that he will aser, since the original owner did not make an erev, so we do not say that the original erev was materit and hol v'hutra hutra. V'im yorshu echad mibnei HaChatzar. What happens if the one that yarshnit is not a stranger, but one of the Bnei HaChatzar? Im irev hayorish v'yador im amorish b'bayis echad, eina oser. So if the yorish himself made an erev for his own house, and he was living together with the morish in one house, The halach is he doesn't aser afal pishalo ir of hamorish, even though they didn't make an erev, because we would say since he was living in that house, so his erev covers that entire house, even though he's only got part of it. What happens if he lived in another house? So the halach is oser af al pi she'ir of hayorish, even though the yorish made an error, but that was before Shabbos, and he only yarshed in this house on Shabbos. Kiven shelo hir of hamorish, since the morish did not make an error. Had he made an error, it would have been hutra on that house. Let's say someone from the street yarshened it, and he didn't come to live in this house at all. He won't aser. He's no different than the original owner who didn't aser because he didn't live in the house. That means possession is not what asers. It's got to be actually dwelling there that asers. If the morish made an erev before Shabbos, then the halacha is that we'll say hol v'hutra hutra. Whereas, if he didn't make an erev before Shabbos, so there the halacha will be that if there's somebody that came to live in the house, or the one who yarshened was someone from the chatzar, there he will aser on them, and they will not be able to carry from the house to the chatzar on Shabbos.